Veteran documentary maker and cinematographer Kirsten Johnston has travelled the world working on groundbreaking films and has been able to reflect upon what it is like working in the field of images in her 2017 documentary Camera Person. Looking at the world through the camera's eye, she has been involved in documentaries about the Darfur genocide, violence in the Balkans, whistleblower Edward Snowden, and even a documentary on one of the world's most daring but elusive philosophers. Before her visit to Australia, I caught up with Kirsten Johnston and I asked her what it was that inspired her to become a filmmaker.
You know, it's interesting. Absolutely, my religious upbringing was a part of it because we were often thinking about missionaries being out in the world. And I was seeing images of people from around the world. And I think that I really started to think about the possibilities of being in the world on my own terms after I started going to college. And by that time, I was much more aware of global politics than my family had been. My family was sort of isolated within it, religiosity. And as a teenager in high school, I was in a play and someone said the word apartheid, and I didn't know what it meant. And I asked my teacher and she told me that it was a system of government that was happening at that time. And I was just shocked. And I came home and I said to my parents, why didn't you tell me that there's something like apartheid that's happening in the world? There was this realization little by little that the world was out there. And that once I saw a couple of Senegalese films in college, I was like, I want to go to that place. And that's what I did. I went to Dakar, Senegal after I graduated from college. And it was just an extraordinary experience, opening my eyes to, you know, the anti-colonial struggles that had gone on.
So your documentary, A Camera Person, is made out of a lot of material of films you were hired to work as a cinematographer, weaving these images together to create a different narrative about the sort of decisions made in filmmaking. In a way, it's a treatise on a lot of things like perception, memory, and the ethics of mediating the world through images. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to make this film?
Yeah. You mentioned Derrida, but early on, I ended up going to film school in France and had this opportunity as a person who'd never filmed anything to film this great philosopher. And he was really enjoying sort of asking me questions about what did I think filming people really did and what did I think images could actually capture. And he really dared me to think differently about what it meant to film. And that interaction, I think, went on over the course of a couple of years in the making of that film intermittently, but his provocations about what does it mean? What are you doing? And why are you doing it? And how are you doing it? That stayed with me throughout my cinematography career, which I'd always wanted to go out into the world. And cinematography gave me the way to do that. But navigating the relationships between people as the person who was holding the camera and taking images that I would then take away to another place and that they would be edited by other people and turned into movies, that was such a provocation always. Is this okay? What are we doing? Are we delivering what we promised? I was just full of questions all the time. And those questions started to accumulate. And by the time I'd been doing it for 25 years and had gone to 86 different countries, I had a lot of questions. And I wondered if it was possible to ask all of those questions in one movie. And that's what I tried to do with Camera Person. And tried to do it without any voiceover, just letting the images and the fact that I was filming them speak for itself.
In the documentary, you really grapple with some of the questions that, you know, arisen through your work, looking at the relationship of the world through the lens of the camera. What's interesting in the film is we have, you know, these ideas of the decision-making process when it comes to how to film. Like early in the film, we see you filming in Bosnia and, you know, we can hear you off camera and you're talking about the ethics of filming other people outside of a mass grave site. And then we see another camera that actually appears outside of a balcony. So I'm assuming maybe filming you, the filmmaker. Well, I was wondering what you think about this idea of when you zoom in on someone, what are the ethics of zooming in on a particular individual?
Oh, what a great question. Well, you know, when you need to zoom in, that means you're far away, right? You're so far away that you can't ask them permission, you can't talk to them. But if they can see the lens, they can see you. I think there are all kinds of ways to interact with people, and it doesn't all happen through speaking. A lot of it happens through eye contact. But that's one of the things being a camera person all this time has taught me is, you know, you're there with your physical body. And just because you're looking through a lens, sometimes you forget that other people are seeing you and that you are in this dynamic of you can move, you can pretend not to be filming, you can go ask someone. You've got all these questions about what do I do? And I would say, I didn't really imagine it early on in my career, but now we all are camera people. Every single one of us has, you know, a telephone in our pocket that if something extraordinary is happening in front of us, we ask ourselves the question, do I film it? And we've just seen here in the United States, in Minneapolis, a person holding a camera and filming ICE agents was shot for that. And he certainly didn't imagine that was what was going to happen when he filmed those people. And I think filming other people is always entering into a form of a power relationship where your power is moving. And those kind of questions were the ones just racing through my mind over all those years of filming. And it was really wonderful to finally happen upon this device of creating a film where I set it up that you understand I'm behind the camera, but you're just watching, you're with me as I film. So you as the viewer are allowed to be wondering the same kind of things I'm wondering as I film.
And what's interesting also, you close the film returning to Bosnia and you actually screen the documentary and you show it to some of the survivors. It's a horrible act of violence. Through that screening, you gain a real intimate interaction and all your subjects of the films gain a sort of sense of ownership over the film.
Well, one of the things that cinema does for us is that it allows us to time travel. And so that any one of us, there's something utterly marvelous in the fact that we can see an image of ourselves in the past or our children talking and moving, and we realize time has passed more quickly and more strangely than we expected it to. So that moment in Bosnia is so powerful for all of us because we all realize it's been 5 years since we were together and the grandmother has aged, the children have grown up, and what was so surprising for me was I sort of thought I was making a film about the past. And then the mother of the family says to me, oh, your children will be able to see who you were. And it suddenly dawns on me that I'm making a film for the future. I'm making a film for my relationship with my children and the possibility of the time when I won't be there. So I think it's really interesting. We talk about this idea of ownership of images, because I think that we're all aware that it's much more complicated than that at this moment in history. We don't have the capacity to control our own images. And there are all kinds of forces, whether they be governments or corporations or other individuals who are intent upon using images of other people for their own needs. So the capacity of a person to actually hang on to their image and have it is a challenging one.
Veteran documentary maker and cinematographer Kirsten Johnson speaking to Stephen Hill. Camera Person is available on the streaming platform DocPlay and also through Amazon Prime.